Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. On this day, October 6, 1976, minutes after takeoff from the Sewell Airport, now the Grantley Adams International Airport, Cubana Airlines Flight 455, captained by Wilfredo Perez, exploded in Barbadian airspace, killing all 73 persons on board. Among those killed were 11 Guyanese students, 5 Koreans, and 57 Cuban nationals, 24 of whom were members of the Cuban national fencing team, returning from the Central American Games. The pilot, rather than crashing into the white sands of Paradise Beach and killing countless tourists and citizens, banked the plane away from the beach towards the ocean, 1 mile north of Deepwater Bay. Those who witnessed the crash, like Dalton Goulier, recalled a seascape which, idyllic just moments earlier, had quickly become the epicenter of death, carnage, and despair as the waters off Paradise Beach became littered with luggage, personal effects, and broken bodies. Although the impact killed all on board, members of the Barbados Police Force and members of the public with means to assist were quickly engaged to initiate and complete the macabre task of retrieving the bodies of those who had perished. For many Barbadians who witnessed a catastrophe or assisted authorities in the retrieval process, it would be an event forever etched in their memories. Two Venezuelan nationals, Hernan Ricardo and Freddy Lugo, would later admit to Barbadian and Trinidadian police that they had planted the bomb on orders of Luis Posada Carriles. Carriles, at the time an informant for the United States Central Intelligence Agency, was charged and prosecuted for the crime, but escaped to Venezuelan prison before his sentencing. In 1998, a monument dedicated to the victims of the bombing was unveiled at Payne's Bay, St. James, and there have been annual wreath-laying ceremonies to mark the tragedy that happened on this day, October 6, 1976.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.